Well, this is interesting. There's been a lot of stuff popping up on social media lately, people complaining about our transition to a cashless society. And whilst a lot of people are struggling with interest rates and the cost of living, more and more people are reverting to using cash. Some are even using old school cash buckets, which can be envelopes used for various expense categories. Chris Foster Ramsey is a finance broker and founder of Foster Ramsey Finance, and he joins us on the line. Chris, good morning.
Good morning.
And apparently it's younger people that are doing this.
Yeah, that's right. It seems that everything old is sort of new again. You know, our generation, sort of budgeted where need be and big purchases with splitting some cash into different, types of buckets or envelopes and put it to the side. But it seems to be regaining popularity.
But are they actually doing this with folding cash, or are they doing it virtually with like various different accounts, etc.?
Oh, a mix of both, but... What sort of the idea is that you leave enough, you get paid, and then you leave enough or carve some off and leave that in your bank account for sort of digital banking, so direct debits and the core activities, and then you withdraw a majority of the money that's left over, and you put that aside into different categories, and then you only really spend the categories that you want to. So, you know, you'd have sort of one for take away lunch or coffee, and then you might have, or what we see is a category for like, you know, saving for a house or a car is sort of where we see a lot of it, yeah.
And is this being driven purely by the cost of living crisis, or is it off the back of some TikTok fad like that Marie Kondo thing or whatever a few years back? What has been the impetus for it?
Oh, I think sort of, you know, it's driven by social media, sure, but the idea behind it is to go back to old school saving and have more psychological control and impact of spending $50 here or there, or, you know, if you want to sort of break that down even more, you know, $5 out of your wallet for a coffee compared to a tap on your card for $5. My view, and I think others' views, are that there's more of a psychological impact to it's like a rubber band around your arm. You know, you know that you're spending it.
So, Chris, in your view, if somebody decides they want to revert to old school, what's the best way to do it? Should you be taking the cash out of your account and putting it into envelopes like we did in the old days, or are there special accounts that can be set up to do this kind of thing? What's your advice?
Yeah, look, it depends. I think that this is sort of a unique option. I think that probably where we see more success is what's known as sort of automated savings, or where you've got several accounts, which are the different buckets, and you set up automatic transfers within your digital banking platform to be able to transfer money here and there. And that way you can, you know, if you are saving for a house, when you come to your broker or your lender and you say, well, I've saved this much money, there is a track record. If you don't want to show the track record of saving and you just want to come, you know, with a house deposit in cash, it's probably more problematic, because as brokers, we need to be able to prove where that cash has come from.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, righto. Now, I saw something pop up on social media, and I think it was a comedian trying to make a point, but he was trying to withdraw money from a bank, like cash from a bank, and the tellers insisted on him telling them what he was going to do with the cash. Is that a thing?
Yeah, it is a thing. It is a thing, and we're hearing more and more of it, and it's causing more and more frustration. Look, the idea behind it is the anti-money laundering, counter-terrorism financing legislation and the issues around scams. But what they see as a routine line of questioning is received by some customers as being exceptionally intrusive, as in, like, this is my money, none of your business what I want to do with it. So, yeah, we are seeing more and more of it, and it is problematic.
Okay, interesting. Chris, always fascinating to talk to you. Good to talk to you this morning.
Thanks, Stephen.
All the best. Chris Foster Ramsey, finance broker and founder of Foster Ramsey Finance.